Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
You know, America is at war. Who are we at war with? America, the America leadership, is at war with God. We've seen this now for the past half century plus. We've seen all of this take place. We've kicked God out of the classroom. We've kicked God out of schools, out of town square. We've kicked God out of our homes. The pulpits have been turned into the money tables at the temple. We've seen all of this. And, you know, one thing that Breitbart always said, politics is downstream from culture. Now, if I can add something to that, your spirituality is upstream from everything. And having said that, I think that what we need to do is look back as well as look ahead. Look back in history to see how did the Roman Empire fare? How did that work out for them? When they did what they did, how about the people who made false idols and worshiped them? These are all things that, hey, you know what? I think about and I pray about, and I know that Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com does the same. Welcome to Hagman. It is Thursday, September 7th, 2023. And I'm Doug Hagman, of course, and I'm so glad to be with you. Thank you for your belief and trust in us. By the way, we've got a meeting of our supporters this weekend, so don't forget about that. 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Appreciate you attending. Appreciate your support in the fight that we face, in the fight that we are in which we are engaged. And with that, I want to bring on Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Folks, if you haven't done so already, please sign up for his intelligence private briefings. It's really incredibly important to know what's going to happen before it does happen so you can prepare for it. I can't think of any better way to do that. Then go to stevequayle.com, click on the appropriate link, and there you have private briefings, the truth about what's really going on. And this is worth every penny you might pay for this. And don't forget, a man is worthy of his hire. So there it is. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. And make sure you bookmark Steve Quayle as well. Catch the hot headlines every single day. Necessary show prep for me. And of course, information for me and my family. Steve, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you, Doug. And I think right now we need to really cover the absolute degeneration of our once great nation, because it's accelerating to the point that there's no turning back. Nope. Anybody who's putting their faith in a political system, a judicial, legislative, it's all corrupt. We have the Uniparty, and in essence, when Rome fell to the Vandals, the Goths, and the Visigoths. When America fell, it'll be because of the American sloths, S-L-O-T-H-S. And we have been apathetic, indifferent, and in essence, we got fat and we got happy, but we forgot the source of all our blessings. Now, look, I'm on record, make no apologies for it. The war on God is now being seen in every headline. I posted a story today. Finland is making Christianity illegal. You will not be able to quote a Bible scripture. You will not be able to basically claim any relationship to the Bible, or you go to jail. Now, that's going to happen across the world. The persecution, obviously, in Arab lands, that's ongoing. But when it comes to America, people are going to be in for a big surprise. The only thing I think Obama ever told the truth on is when he said, America's no longer a Christian nation. That's true. But as Rome was sacked, you can go and read The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire by Gibbons, two different versions. But anyway, the point being is that we have the same problem. Strangers from without are possessing us from within. And I've talked to Michael Yon since we were on together, Doug, with him, and the situation in the Darien Gap and even the Panama, and then every place I know to go to talk to people, it's really worsening. What's going to come as a surprise to everyone is a fact that the drug cartels have the money to buy any weapon system they want in the world. And when I use the word any, I mean any. The statements that, you know, DeSantis has made, well, he's going to bomb the cartels. I got news for you. With what? And again, the point being is that when you're sold out from within, and that's where we are, when you have no thread to hold the fabric together of this country any longer, which was one nation under God, now we've gone to one nation at war with God. And I think the Christians, look, I'm not the judge of Christians. That's God's business as far as sentencing. But when you see the projection of what goes out, and I would call it the projectile vomiting of you know, the fake pastors, the fake pulpits, rewriting Jesus' words, and the whole, if you will, social Marxist gospel that's coming out of the different factions and even of what used to be evangelical Christianity, which I've termed evangelifish because they have no spines, in my opinion. Now, people say, well, who are you to judge? I'm not judging. We're told that we have the right to see. Does a tree equal fruit? If you have an orange tree, can you expect oranges? For the record, Christmas fruitcakes don't grow on orange trees, okay? And fruitcakes are a combination, a hodgepodge. Everybody who gets them used to get them in that can, like a circular can with some holiday greeting, and everybody used to keep them, give them to the next guy the next year. Now, there are some people who ate the fruitcakes. But when a nation turns into a fruitcake production line, and there is no semblance or connection to reality, to history, or to the obvious, then we're done. Now, I want to share something. God's word is very clear. I'm talking about the Holy Bible. When a nation goes to war against God, and we go to war with him, not just openly shaking our fists like the Democrats, or just basically making some of the most horrific statements of denial, but then you have the Republic Slime. I'm changing the word from Republican, C-O-N, to Republic Slime. How in the world can people think that we're going back to the way things were? Daily, we're seeing people in the streets. Listen, Bozeman, Montana is filling up with people that are now living in parks, some of them. And I'm telling everybody, how many years, Doug, have you and I been talking about they're going to kill the middle class? They're going to kill the middle class. Now they've killed the middle class. Would you agree with that?
Since we began, that's been a focus of ours. So yes, I not only agree, I think that will spell the end of everything, really. Yep. Once that is done, go ahead.
Well, again, one nation under God, and now we are divided with liberty and justice for none, okay, except the select few. This is a standard blueprint for class warfare, and class warfare is absolutely in play. And we have the techno robber barons. We still have them. We've got the billionaires headed to trillionaires. And meanwhile, the government is still giving to all of the immigrants coming in that they're bringing in. They've flooded the borders. And again, I want to share something. The Old Testament is absolutely incredibly intricate in defining human nature. A good example is in Deuteronomy 28. Strangers from without will possess you from within. They will be brought very high, lifted very high, and you'll be brought very low. Who does the United States owe the most money to? China.
I missed that. If you don't mind, can you say that verse again?
Sure. It's in Deuteronomy 28. I can actually look it up or have Eric look it up, but it says strangers from without will possess you from within. It's King James.
Okay. Wow.
You will be brought down very low. They will be brought up very high. And then I went to the China thing. The borrower is servant to the lender. Still, China in their statements. Listen, when the Chinese make a statement like they own America, that's really pretty true when you think about how much we owe them. And at one point during Bill Clinton's reign of destruction, my opinion, he basically gave specific, what would they call, land masses, including Yellowstone National Park, a lot of the national parks, as collateral. And for the record, most people don't understand who owns even the land in Texas. Sure, you can say it's a front company. Some of these places are capable, Doug, of the Chinese are capable of putting out, let's say, 200 different companies through different banks around the world. I mean, it's just like Ricochet Rabbit in the old cartoon days where this thing is bouncing all over. But you can track the money. So what happens is that, you know, strangers from without basically possess us from within. And what did those WEFers say? And I'm sorry for anybody who's offended, but you better get over being offended at words and start worrying about your lives, everyone, because we are at the point where when they tell you, you know, they're God, and if you don't worship them as God, you're going to die. They have said that. They tell you to eat your own feces and drink your own urine, that was just a takeoff on a very derogatory statement years before. When, Doug, do the people wake up? They want to eat Chateaubriand and drink the finest brandies and finest whiskeys and finest wine in the world, but they're telling you to eat insects. Well, these people are, how should I say this? They are carnivores. They're devouring not only American lives, but they're going to devour everybody down to the tune of 500 million people. And so we're going to talk this morning about just the financial. There's nothing that gets the attention of more people. I said the central nervous cord, or let's would call it the spinal cord, goes between our brain and our wallet. And when I say this, I can only do what I have the funds to do. Obviously, people have more resources, have more ability. But what is happening is the inflation that's going down is leading us down the road to the Weimar Republic in Germany. The joke was the wheelbarrow that carried the stacks of money was worth more than the money in the stacks that were in the wheelbarrow. Same thing in Zimbabwe, which was Rhodesia prior to that. And Rhodesia used to be, I think, third or fourth, you know, one of the biggest grain exporters in the world. And what's problematic now is simply the world now is in a catch-22 where people are absolutely being obliterated. We're watching that with the whole narrative on ivermectin, the FDA. I posted an article today that's really critical. We were told our ivermectin wouldn't work. We were told and bound and, let's say, roadblocks were put in the way of us getting that, or hydroxychloroquine. And then they got furious over people saying, well, vitamin D helps a lot. So real science no longer is in existence. But going back to a nation at war, no longer with liberty and justice for all. And you were the first guy that said, I'm going to remind everybody, the Hagman listeners, that the way they were going to take the truth down and also talk radio is with lawfare. Do you remember that? That was your word.
I've got a lot to say on that, but I'm not going to. Yeah.
Well, and we're watching with Owen Schroyer. We're watching with the Proud Boys, not Proud Boys, but the J6 people. Three of them are dead already. And I question suicide. I'm telling you, everyone, we need to be praying and fervently, just as the early church prayed for the release of Peter, the disciple of Jesus Christ, to be free, Doug. And this is on my heart. We have no way, due to the cover over the truth, of knowing if those guys that are claimed to have been, committed suicide, we don't know that they're not being suicide. And the rumors in the background concerning Ashley Babbitt's murder, this just came to light again, is the money that was paid to the guy that basically pulled the trigger. And I believe, isn't he now, and that's rumor, I can't prove that, but isn't it interesting that we have now forgotten that, but the J6 guys, it doesn't matter if it's, and I don't know any, I want to make this clear. I'm saying that because there is no rule of law, the lawfare rules the day, and there is no equal justice. I'm saying, too, that the Bible is very clear. Look, we have witnesses in the Bible, historic figures that can't be argued. Yes, they existed. But when they walked in the ways of living God, they were blessed. And God, shall not the God of the whole earth do right? And I think what we're watching is right now a nation that has been turned over to itself, that has made war on the living God. We all know the Democratic platform. You know, they made it clear God has no place on our platform. Well, maybe you will have no place in his heaven. Or, you know, everybody, and look, this doesn't apply to believing Catholics, but, you know, hey, they can go to church all they want, but I'm talking about Pelosi, I'm talking about Biden et al., but there's a disconnect there. God bless Cardinal Vigano. I love that guy. By the way, I'm not a Catholic, but he's telling everybody this is a setup, this is a setup, but this is a setup for the New World Order and the rise of Antichrist. And I think people need to understand what is really going on in the latest hour. So let's talk about money, okay? Because, again, going back, money, you know, my brain can't go beyond my wallet, or to you ladies, beyond your pocketbook, or to whoever has whatever. But remember, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. And, again, that's the whole premise of everybody that sells gold, that sells silver, that's available, gold and silver, you know? Well, you can't eat it. Well, I can go any place in the world and buy what I need to eat with it. So I think what people have got to understand is we've been separated both in our thinking and by the practical application of finances from knowing that you have to have something of value to trade for value. And that's what brings us to the BRICS. And I want to share something. I do have, you know, different people. And last night, you know, I was getting a lot of information. I just said, this is crazy time. I had joked, Doug, that I said, how soon before we see the big five New York bankers jumping out the window? And this is a really true statement. He said, well, it's funny you should say that, because on the West Coast, they've had a few that have, let's say, been helped out the window. I don't think people understand. That means they were suicidal.
Brother, I don't know if this is applicable here. But I would not have a problem helping a few out of the window. Okay, but go
there's
on.
A lot of yeah. There's a lot of people that share that. But let me ask you this: let me say you were an organization working with the government with deep black budgets. A deep black budget is that nobody knows about, and certain banks have tapped your till, meaning you don't have access to your own money anymore, or the access you used to have. I don't think there would be a lot of happy people about that. I said, so give me a realistic assessment of, and he says, Steve, you're thinking wrong. It's not the top five banks, it's the top 12 banks. And I don't have them handy for to put up on the chart, but we're starting with Wells Fargo. Now, I want people to pay attention to that, Wells Fargo. So we see they get, you know, they get busted. They pay a $45 million fine. But most people don't understand the down detector. Now, I can send that to Eric, Doug, and I will. But the down detector is showing you people complaining about not being able to access their online banking.
I've gotten emails about that recently within the last several days. Yes, you're exactly right. Don't think that if you try to access your online, or if you try to access your bank account online, don't think, and you can't, don't think you're the only one, because it's happening more than you realize. Go ahead. I didn't mean to.
No. It's important that you do that, because, again, I don't have contact, you guys, and Doug and I talk, you know, probably every other day, but during the night, people found out, and I'm going to try and send this to Eric. I should have done it ahead of time, but we got so much to talk about. It's very clear that the U.S. financial system's coming unglued, okay? It's very clear that even you're watching J.P. Morgan be tied in with Epstein and the worldwide laundering of money on child trafficking, prostitution, all this stuff. And, you know, Doug, if that doesn't cause Americans to sit up and take notice, and we talked about the Maui situation, and we talked about keep your eyes on the kids. Notice how the kids have disappeared. I mean, literally. And then also from the headlines, there's no holding these, I don't know what to call them, these globalist mass murderers. There's no one calling for the account. And, you know, when you hear the governor of Hawaii saying, well, we're going to buy the land, and you hear all this stuff in the background, well, there's a blueprint or a plot map of every acre. And, you know, the richest guy, I can't prove this, but the richest guys are bidding behind the scenes. And, you know, Maui is going to be a smart city. Well, when you hear the word smart city, just say this: under total globalist dominion control. And, you know, it will be, if you will, it will be like a totalitarian prison with technological advancements that most people could not have imagined, even the science fiction writers. Now, some of them came close, but it's going to be gone, all that. So, again, I want everybody to remember, Maui, keep your eyes on the children. Well, they've disappeared. Oh, somebody said they found or they watched multiple van loads take the kids someplace. Well, where did the kids go? And where are they now? And so we're watching.
Steve, before we kind of brush over that, we know that there's a hell of a body count in Maui. We know that. Okay. I don't want to give away anything except to say I do know there were some video shots. I'm not sure if I sent this to you, if you saw it, or if you have the same source I have, of a couple of bodies on the ground. Have you seen that?
Yeah, and again, I've seen the stories and the photos of the whole family, which had a couple kids, but that doesn't take...
Exactly.
It doesn't take into account the number. I mean, the first one we heard was 1,000, then the last one I saw was 2,200 kids, okay?
Right.
But see, where's the outrage? Where is the demand? Where is the holding people accountable? And the same thing holds true for that freaking vaccination of the human race. I have quoted on your show, my show, and here I go into orbit. The bottom line is when Shen Ping, Chinese high-ranking member in the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, made the statement, with our bioweapon, we defeated the United States. And I want to say that. That's a true statement. Because when you find out about Dr. Mengele's little buddy, Fausti, who happened to sold his soul to the devil in Goethe's play, you know, Dr. Faust and Mephistopheles, and maybe you should come up with a new name for Mephistopheles, like mess with everyone, please. But the bottom line is that we have watched the orchestrated lies being fomented, in my opinion, by the mainstream accessories to murder, and they have murdered without, how should I say this, accountability. And if you ever hear the Senate or the Congress is going to have an investigation, that's another word for moo manure, okay? Maybe that's less offensive. Moo manure. So the constant drone of cover up and cover over, just like the whole what do you call it? The idiocracy that is running this country happens to be so far away from most people's thoughts that they couldn't even imagine, you know, before. And God bless the Sound of Freedom and James Caviezel and everybody associated with that, because it brought something to the public attention. This stuff's going on. But until it's your child's bed that's empty, until it's your child's crib, or until you come out and you hear the doctor saying, we're sorry, your little baby died in childbirth and the woman had been vaccinated multiple times and boosted. Doug, the thing that I can't express enough is they're going to throttle everyone's money back. Money will be no good. But money won't do you any good if you can't. I'm talking paper money. I'm talking bank balances. At some point, it cracks.
Is this what you were talking? I didn't mean to overtalk you, but
no. Yeah.
Is this what you're talking about?
That's down detectors. Go to Wells Fargo, if you wouldn't mind, Eric, and click on it. Okay. Now that's today. But see this. If keep scrolling down, I'm going to send you the one I had. Okay. Most reported problems. Keep going. See that right there? Login 89%. Right there. Hold on. Most reported problems. Okay. Logging in. Isn't that what you're getting the calls on, Doug?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you look at Down Detector's methodology, they tell you how they calculate this. But basically, at the end of the day, they take an amount of complaints, and then they, you know, orchestrate them by geographical locations. But if you could scroll down to the bottom even more, Eric, I want to show people the map of the United States, and you will show, keep going. Yeah, keep going. Okay.
It's a long page.
I'm sorry. I'm going to send you one right now. So, okay. Doug, if you would take control of the subject right now, I'll go ahead and get it out to Eric.
All right. Yeah. And folks, what you're seeing there is verification of the emails I've been receiving saying, hey, what's going on? As a matter of fact, Gerald Celente, through his Trends Journal, this was, look, I'm a subscriber to, just as I'm a subscriber to the private briefings from Steve Quayle, I'm a subscriber to the Trends Journal because I want to know what's going on. And this was touched upon by Gerald Celente in a larger sense, if you will. But the fact of the matter is, I've been getting reports, hey, I've logged on to my bank account, and they're saying I cannot access my own bank account. Why? There's no reason given, or if the reason is given, it's not proper. It's not real. In other words, wrong a password, wrong answer to your security question. It's a bunch of BS. And so what they're attempting to do, in my opinion, and based on the information I'm getting associated with both Steve's information as well as Gerald Celente, is the fact that they don't have the money to give, or they're refusing to give you your own money. That's where it's at. I don't know if you're ready, Steve, or not.
Yeah. And I think that's a very good, really concise overview. Banks have liquidity requirements that they have to have every night when they close their books. And what's happening is, Doug, people's money in their accounts is being held in the bank's name, not the specific account, okay? And most people don't know that. That happens with brokerage accounts, too. Now, I'm sending this right now to Eric, and this is a down detector. And so this was laid up until yesterday, last night. So I want everybody to understand, when we in alternative news or talk radio or podcastville or whatever you want to call it, when we break this news, people will immediately, the most powerful people in the world will say, clean that site. Clean that site means to take anything off. So their job is to basically try and undermine our credibility. But Doug, your people talking to you and people talking to me, and by the way, if you're in one of the big five banks and you don't move your money as immediately as possible, well, it's too inconvenient. Then guess what? Remind yourself of those words when there's nothing there. Because if a bank goes, it's one thing if a smaller bank goes belly up, even Silicon Valley Bank, and then everything that's happened, you know, in that world, those are little banks. When we're talking about the big five, we're talking Wells Fargo, we're talking Bank of America, we are talking, Morgan, we're talking the biggest guys in the world that control trillions with a T. But they've taken so many risks that they don't have cash. And that's why when people go to their ATMs and they find out that the money isn't there, or that they used to be able to draw whatever, $1,000 a day, now it's $100 a day. The ATMs, for instance, Wells Fargo has 40,000 ATMs, but those have to be refilled with cash multiple times during the day, based on withdrawal, based on location. And so, Doug, when you've got 40,000 and you start to think if they've got 50,000 to 100,000, you do the math, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of cash. And cash is even drawing up, drying up.
Yeah.
And I said drawing up, drying up. And so this is why everyone's got to understand. I'll explain what's going on in the metals market, too.
And how it connects, if you don't mind, because here's the thing. In my situation, I don't have a lot of cash. I'm going to be honest with everyone. I don't have a lot of cash, all right? My operating capital is high. And the amount of money I keep in a bank account that's not one of the top banks only covers our operational expenses plus 10%. And that's by design, because I don't want to lose. I don't want to be shut down because I can't make payroll. Okay. So But to the people, I think what Steve was saying, to the people out there, well, it's too much trouble because I've got the cable coming out of this account, and I've got this, you know, the electric coming out of this account. And if I switch banks, my goodness, I'm going to have to change all that. Well, do it, because you're not going to have money left at the end of the day. Go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah, and that's the whole point, Doug. And here, if a bank, a big one, goes under, the laws are already in the book that they can take their depositors' money in the bank. Let's say you just sold a house, you got $100,000 profit, if you still have a house to sell. But the point is $100,000 profit, and that's $100,000 cash in your savings account, whatever. But the bank goes under. That money can be taken to ensure the integrity of the bank, and you be issued bank stock, okay? And when you're issued bank stock, you're not at liberty to sell it to get cash back until the bank is reliquified, purchased, or something's done. So I hope people understand that.
Well, if I can add this,
this is important.
It doesn't even matter. If you get a $500 paycheck, you clear $500 a week from your employer. And because I draw a paycheck, okay, so I draw a paycheck, I deposit my account. I'm giving the bank the authorization to use that money however they see fit. That's no longer my money.
Right.
Okay. And people have to understand that. This is all a flipping illusion, man.
It is. And that's, you know, play money is funny money. And, you know, and now it isn't funny when everybody loses their money. And you know, I do these words and try and rhyme so people remember that. Hey, that's my money. It's like the Wentworth commercial on TV. That's my money and I want it now. And then the J.D. Wentworth, I don't know, or whoever comes on TV and says, we're right there to loan you money, you know, or to give you money. But Eric, can you go to the down? Did you get it? And go to the map. Scroll down. I think you got it. Yep. Okay. Thank you. There you go. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is on the down detector. This is Wells Fargo, and I believe it was yesterday until late at night. Now, notice this. That's pretty much throughout the whole country. It's both coasts, and it's right up through, by the way, starting in Texas and going up into, you know, the Great Lakes. So what this is, are people reporting, Doug, they can't log on, and this one is 83% that people, 83% of the Wells Fargo people couldn't lock, or they couldn't log into their account. And then, you know, funds transfer was 10%. So that's 93% of their depositors are having problems. But throughout the day that, you know, these things are happening. So over the weekend, last weekend, thank you, Eric. Over the weekend, last weekend, good night. It was Wells Fargo, and I think a couple of the other big banks were down. Oh, and Charles Schwab. I don't think most people understand that brokerage firm is the biggest in the world with maybe 7.8 trillion. Do you hear the T? Trillion. Dollars, not like Carl Sagan, billions and billions of galaxies. That's my best impression of him. But the bottom line is trillions and trillions. And that's astonishing, because everybody plays the different markets. And everybody's counting on the hot seat or musical chairs, that if A loans B money overnight, B loans C over money, and D comes in and picks up A, B, and C's money, that D gets, paid off, and everybody's happy. Everybody's happy until it doesn't work, okay? And so what's happening, and it's not just, this is why, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I guess I'm just trying to tell myself, how many times do you have to say that? Because again, the wine factor, unfortunately, the W-H-I-N-E doesn't come with any choice of good cheese or charcuterie, because, you know, the wine, well, you just gave a good definition of whining. How tough is it to basically, you know, laziness and apathy and indifference, just like I stated at the beginning of the show, you know, what we're doing is avoiding our own days of reckoning. Because what happens, Doug, when you can't pay the bills? Well, who? And people say, well, won't they turn my power off? Yeah, but what you have in hand, You know, and you know, you and I both got in trouble for my saying this, but if you, and it's possession is 9/10 of a law, but if you can't hold it, now I know other people are using that too, it isn't yours.
That's
if
right.
And you know, if you don't, this is a 10-ounce bar of silver, okay? You know, it's one thing to have a manipulated price, but when people got to understand this, what drives the metals market down, and me crazy along with others, is that people don't understand that they're generating, the big investment banks, investment firms, are generating exchange-traded funds. They're discounting the price of silver and gold to get suckers in. But what they're basically saying is that give us your money, we'll go buy real gold and silver, and there's nothing to back up what we're selling you.
And I just want to say this to the people who are really understand what you're saying, okay? Please listen to me. There's one person, there's only one person I trust with handling gold and silver, and that is Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metals. If you are a serious investor, okay, if you've got money and you want to convert it into metals, which I am a strong proponent in that, I have one problem. I don't have the money to do that. Okay, as much as I like both gold and silver, I don't have that money. But do it through Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metals. Let me tell you something. I go in, real quick, side note. I go in and I talk to a local coin dealer, and it's a family-run business. And we just have coffee. Excuse me. We just have coffee every every week. That's all we do. And we just talk about things, politics or whatever. Okay. And he said it's getting more difficult to get your hands on gold and silver. Now, this guy should know. He's been in business. His dad, he took it over from his dad. They've been in the same spot for the last, I don't know, 50 years. Okay. And I mentioned, and Steve, I didn't tell you this. I mentioned your name to him. And you are one of the most respected, Renaissance is one of the most respected, I don't want to say sellers or dealers of gold and silver, but I guess that's appropriate. On the planet, they know of you, and they know that if they were to purchase a lot from you, they don't have to check the authenticity. They don't have to worry about Chinese knockoffs. So, folks, do this. If you're concerned, you have money, go to Renaissance Precious Metals. They will give you the time, expertise, and the knowledge in order for you to make the proper decision. That is a shameless plug for Renaissance Precious Metals, my friend Steve Quayle.
Thank you. And Eric, will you scroll down to, we changed the format. Scroll down a little bit where you see the live market quotes a little bit further. Okay, right. Keep going. I'll show you. Right there. Doug, we used to put up another company's charts where.
I remember.
Yeah. So when people say, where do the gold, silver, and platinum prices go? You just click on the big link right there where it says Renaissance Precious Metals. This not only gives you moment by moment spot prices, but it shows you the trend. And in essence, it gives you everything that you need to know in a glance. The other one, there's faking and fading the market. Fading the market means something else in stocks and bonds, but there's faking the market where if you're selling gold and silver, you know, and let me tell people this. This is just a spot price. Like right now, they're showing gold 1921, 19 plus 364, up 20% up.
Good luck. Point.
Yeah. Yeah. But the key is in everything. It's what's available. What's available. What's available. So while people think they're holding in the paper, I'm just using a piece of paper. This is you own Doug Hagman, let's say 100 ounces of gold. And you have 100 ounces of gold in your hand, okay? The people are trading their future access to the real stuff for a paper promise that isn't worth the paper it's written on. I'll even make it easier. Doug, and let's take some guy, John Doe. John Doe has $1 million. And I'm just thinking, because again, this is what is easy for people to understand. And so a bank says, I'm going to give you, John, I'm going to give you 10% on your money and I'll pay it up front. John goes, oh, this is the best deal I ever had. And she says, it's done. He writes a check into their left hand. They write him a check in the right hand. And guess what? They got $900,000. That man has 1 year to wait and to think, well, the bank said, I've got $900,000. The end of the year comes and the man goes in to get his money because obviously they paid him 10% up front. We're sorry, sir, but we have technical difficulties. And that guy is going to pull out his hair. And even with a lawyer, if it's not there, there's nothing to give. And I don't know how to make it any clearer.
It's a confidence game, brother.
You got it. And, you know, you almost wish that you bring your own shells in as, you know, put the shell under the a ball, but put the ball under the shell. But that's what's happening. So just as I said, apathy and indifference. Okay.
I apologize again. Let me stop you.
It's your show.
Well, you know, it's our show. So people are going to say, well, what good is having gold and silver when the crap hits the fan? What good is it? What good is it when the bombs fly or when what good is have? What are we going to spend gold and silver on? Nobody takes it. What's your answer to that?
Well, really simple. The answer's already been in the history of the world.
Thank you.
The answer's already been in every fallen empire. The answer was those who got out of Vietnam got out with gold and silver. Those who left Germany before the slaughter began. By the way, it wasn't just Jewish people, it was Christians. And it was anybody that the Third Reich wanted to get out of their way. Oh, it started with the elderly, too. Doesn't that sound like COVID-19, all the elderly being moved into guaranteed death chambers when they were intentionally infected? And you remember the story. But here's what I'm saying. When people say that, here's what I'm saying. Number one, you don't know history. Number two, okay, eat your paper. Oh, number three, where are you going to get the paper? Because you don't even have it. Number four, the bank is gone. So what you had in your safety deposit box? Basically, people will rather believe psychologically in an empty promise. You know, and now what are we watching? I don't know if people know this, but there is a treasury law, and I posted on my site, and that stores can refuse cash. Do you know that, Doug? Legally, even though, yep. It's astonishing. So people don't know the paper or the ink that's written on the paper or, you know, impregnated. They don't even understand that if a decree went out, cash is no longer acceptable. You know, we watched that happen during
U.S. dollars. Okay, yes, for dollars. To be precise. In this case, I think where you're going, U.S. So a store says, we're not going to take your U.S. dollars. Right. So what do you do? I guarantee you, okay, this was a conversation last week I had with a gentleman I'm referring to. I guarantee you, you have a tenth of an ounce of gold and you want to buy, some meat, some protein for your family. I guarantee you there's going to be a different conversation when you have a tenth of an ounce of gold versus or some silver versus the fiat currency. Go ahead.
Well, I think, you know, barter has always been the established medium of exchange. And I want to share something. People are saying, well, you know, if you buy silver eagles, they won't be exempt from, they'll be exempt from confiscation, but 1 ounce silver rounds won't. That's a lie. In the days that's going back to the 1933, you know, Gold Confiscation Act. And what I think what has changed, when they tell you the WEF is an A, the people, they are they are going to take everything you have. And you're going to be happy because you're going to be dead. It's the selective, reasoning process, in my opinion, goes wacky. And it goes wacky because you're going to take anything that you're not willing to fight for or to take the effort to place it someplace else. And so the point is, and I don't mean in a bank, if anybody's listening to me that you have gold, silver, and a safety deposit box, you're screwed. Due to there's laws on the books, and you go in, you'll get a pink sheet or a green sheet, and they'll say, see head cashier or whatever, or vault. And what I'm saying, Doug, is we have over and over instances where people who thought they had X number of thousands or tens of thousands of dollars in precious metals, it's gone.
In a safety deposit box. Let me toss in a Liberty Safe now, but go on.
Yes. Yeah, I saw the Liberty Safe and I thought, boy, why don't they change their name to Bow Over in Bondage, in my opinion? Now, I want to share something with everybody. I used to be in that business years and years ago, a decade ago, and I sold Fort Knox safes. I sold Browning safes. I sold the best of the best. And you know, some of them were 2,000 pounds more than that. And, you know, you had to have special trucks with cranes in them and move them in, or four or six guys to move them. But anybody that doesn't understand this, you never want to get an electronic lock. Go and find one that you have the old tumbler, okay? And then when you get a safe, and take it from somebody, I sold a lot of safes. The tumblers, you can then reset the tumblers. Or I recommend you call in a locksmith, and the factory has no record of the new number you've set. That's in the old style. The electronic safes have an access code to them, all of them, that the factory that built them has pre-programmed in. And that's the whole issue with Liberty Safe. And, you know, it's really important that people understand that. Because, again, I don't know, you know, how soon the EMP pulse is going to come, but there will be a factor. And I'm talking about beyond what Liberty Safe is doing. And Liberty Safe, just that, you know, everybody's saying it, the Bud Light moment. You cannot screw with the millions of gun owners. And they had no, to my knowledge, they had no reason or probable cause. They say they do. I don't know if they were given a warrant, Liberty Safe Company, but they certainly didn't handle it right, and is certainly feeding back in a negative way. If you buy a safe, get the manual tumbler style.
Exactly. And by the way, with regard to Liberty Safe, all the research I've done, it was a phone call telephonically, no warrant number. That was it. It was the full faith of the FBI with the representative from Liberty Safe, to my best investigative abilities. Go ahead, sir.
Well, and I want to share something too, because this is important. You know, over the last couple of years, you know, obviously the satellite phone store has been a sponsor of mine and Mike Adams and you and others, yes. Greg Hunter. But we tried to warn people before the situation in Hawaii that, you know, it doesn't matter if it's Hawaii, forgive me, it matters if it's Hawaii, but the location is secondary to the idea that anything that goes wrong is going to affect the communication and power. And so, you know, when we come on, and I'm on today because I'm going to be talking about the geoengineered hurricanes coming towards Florida again. And ladies and gentlemen, they're being steered. And if you don't believe in weather modification, weather wars, and geoengineering, then I would challenge you to take your ignorance and take it to geoengineeringwatch.org and see the voluminous amount of information, especially Dane Wigington's video, The Dimming, because it's real. I mean, when you got Lyndon Baines Johnson going, we now have the power to control the weather, and he who controls the weather controls the world. That's true. You can go to the 2025 report by the U.S. Air Force that, you know, weather is a force multiplier. We're under weather wars right now. And so I want everybody to put this down. If you don't know who you would call a satellite phone, you don't need one. But if you don't have existing power, if all the power goes out that you can even charge, and by the way, you're not going to be able to charge your computer if the power goes out, because if, based on the severity of it, the internet hubs are going to go out. But you need to have a way to at least stay sane in a dark world. And I'm telling you that, you know, BeReady123.com has a portable, good night, solar cells and then solar panels, and also storage batteries and inverters and all the stuff you need. And that's on BeReady123.com. Thank you, Eric. And you know, again, the panels are obviously on the left. The units are on the right. If you scroll down a little bit, you can see the Delta 2 power, okay, right there. you can see on the there's a charging strength, and it shows you how much you can get out of each of these systems. For instance, obviously a 2,000 watt system is going to power more than a 1,000 watt, but laptop 16 times, all that stuff, and that's on a full charge. But you're charging your batteries in the unit, and that's the unit on the right, during the sun. And, you know, and what's interesting, Doug, is that a little light and a lot of darkness, it has a psychological effect. Because most people, and I've seen the studies on it, most people are uncomfortable in the dark. You know, they will always go to the light. And there's a principle about that, too, even when it's applying to the gospel, Jesus Christ, because Jesus said he's the light of the world. But now the world's embracing darkness and fleeing from the light as America goes down. And again, sat123.com. And I travel with mine all the time because, you know, number one, I'm leaving my cell phone, you know, in different places now because I hate the fact that I came up with the term track, whack, and stack. And then I'm a hypocrite carrying it. I mean, I have to sometimes, but I don't have to. Any place you're going that, you know, is out of the norm, because, you know, this geofencing, Doug, almost all the people that have been arrested or charged, you know, were based on their cell phone signature. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct. And by the way, I left mine in the grocery store the other day. It took me about a half a day to realize I didn't have it. But that's a different story. But I just want to say this. To those who think that we're peddling wares, we are giving you the solutions for survival. End of story. You got a problem with that? Take it up with someone else. Go ahead.
Well, that's a good point, because I've heard that you sell fear to sell product. You sell this. And I want to make a statement. I'm not printing any more of my books. I'm telling everybody, anybody who wants any of my books, we've lowered the price. We've given specials. But once they're out of stock, they're out of stock. And I want you to understand, this stuff shows up on places like Amazon at huge prices. You know, because when somebody wants a specific title and it's no longer existed or in existence, and I'm just saying everything, Doug, we're down to like probably, oh, in some cases, 60, 70 books. And why am I not reprinting them? Because I don't believe we have, number one, the time. Number two, people are starting to, how do I say this? They want videos, they want to watch it, or they want to hear it in their car, or they want to, you know, they want to, but the price of paper and ink has gone, pun intended, has gone out of sight. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be problematic. So if you go on my book site, you know, Safe Trek, it's on my banner and stuff, or Steve Quayle Books, whatever. I've got maybe 10 titles up there, and probably I think the most books we have is maybe 300. But 70% of what's available on my site is going. I think it'll be gone, you know, if we make it to Christmas. And so, you know, I'm just telling that because some of those books are irreplaceable, and I know that a lot of them have been copied. The information, excuse me, have been, you know, taken as people's own. And the point is that means they take your stuff and they make it theirs. But the point is that we're now in a time frame, a crunch frame, and everything we do, everything we think, every hour we wait, we could have gone to the faucet and got a glass of water. Those days are coming to an end, especially for a lot of places already in the country. The days we could have basically gone to a fridge and go, what should I eat? It'll change to there's nothing to eat. The saddest thing is that the Bible's very clear. Any man that doesn't provide for his family is worse than an infidel. That's even being worse than a Democrat or a Republican. You know, an infidel is not a good thing. So the infidelity of Americans that were once blessed by the living God, we're the biggest whores in the world, and the world is starting to hate us, as I've said it. And yes, I was right, because the word of God isn't wrong, that the nations that turn against God become a hissing. That's a sign, that's a sound of contempt. That's what BRICS is all about. And BRICS, you know, listen, they're playing it like if you're holding American dollars, You don't want to say, well, we're not taking them. You're going to get rid of them as fast as you can. Then you're going to repudiate it. So people say, well, why didn't it happen? Because the people that still hold dollars are looking to exchange it for anything of value. And I'm telling you point blank, based on the information I got last night, there's a lot of people taking a lot of cash and taking huge discounts, like 50%. They'll take 50%. Got $1 million, they'll take 500,000. Some of them have gone down to 250,000. I guess, Doug, what I'm saying, based on the information I have, people are panicking and they're trying to get real. They take their gold, their silver, or platinum. Platinum is probably the most underrated metal in the world. You cannot have cold fusion. You cannot have chemical processes without platinum. This stuff is produced primarily in Russia, South Africa, and the only mine in the world is in Montana. Literally, I've been there, a Stillwater mine. And, you know, this used to sell for $2,300 an ounce years ago. And this used to always be $500 more an ounce in gold. And now it's, you know, it's half the price of gold, pretty much. Half the price. Platinum is the most strategically important metal for chemical processes. And I'm talking about advanced chemical processes. And I don't have an ounce of palladium here. But platinum and palladium have already been proven to be able to generate cold fusion. And that's why Eugene Maloff was murdered, M-A-L-L-O-V-E. And I dealt with that years ago. But what I'm saying is this. Strategic metals and even precious metals, the day will come. You can take this one to the bank. Oh, that won't be existent. So you can take this to your mirror and say, I could have got a few more. When those days being defined as there's no more gold, there's no more silver, there's no more platinum. And oh, by the way, Visual Capitalist, a great site, put out the fact that if you look at everything that's a strategic metal or an important metal, in the defense industry and commerce, almost all of it comes from out of the country now. We don't have time to bring on all of the mines internally. And, oh, by the way, did you see the Russians and the Saudis are now cutting back their oil production? And we don't have anything in our strategic petroleum reserve, maybe 7 million gallons. So how do you fight a war with China? How do you fight a war with Russia? How do you fight a war with North Korea? Do not sell North Korea short. North Korea has some of the most advanced weapon systems, including hypersonic missiles. They're very adept at how the Tango Romeo 3 Bravo fuel, the electrogravitic principles. I mean, we're talking about, everybody used to call Kim Jong-un, and still does, the hermit or whatever, the hermit kingdom. Well, people are going to be surprised because they have advanced weaponry. They have some of the smartest 155 millimeter howitzer shells in the world. It's not just you launch something out of a projectile out of a long barrel and then, you know, you use all the mathematics. No, these guys have, you know, advanced, what I'm saying, steerable, smart 155 millimeter howitzer shells. But, you know, Kim is in Moscow. And so what we're watching, Doug, is a colossal, let's just say this. We're watching the internal destruction of the United States of America. We're watching the military destruction of the United States of America. 11 aircraft groups or 11 aircraft carriers, 10 of them are in port. That's strategically stupid unless you want your own country destroyed.
History is replete with those examples.
Yes.
Folks, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. We only have a couple minutes left, Steve. So about 2 minutes, but take it.
Okay. Well, again, it's not a matter of what you think. It's a matter of what is. If what is validated by so much underlying evidence, then denial no longer has a place or should have a place in your thinking. And the most important thing I can tell you, and I will stand on this and debate anybody, I'm not negative about my country. I love the country that was. The country that is not the one that that was established by the living God with the precepts and commandments that even the pagans and everybody else benefit from the best blessing of the Lord. When God withdraws his hand of blessing on a nation, they fall. We are a fallen nation. The God of heaven will always protect his people, will always forgive all who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. He'll never forsake the righteous. But in history, Doug, we have the Old Testament to show us what happens, i.e. Israel, when they turn against all the nations, whether it's Assyria, whether it's the Assyrians. We have a track record, and we're running out of time. And people, there are people that are listening right now. Some of you won't be on earth 1 year from now. Turn to Jesus while you still can.
Man, powerful words. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Steve, thank you so very much. May God bless you and keep you safe. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Doug. Blessing.
All right. Folks, don't forget meeting of supporters this coming Sunday, 7 o'clock. Good night.